Again, for media members who have just joined us, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions today for any of the coaches, and we'll work those in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
Good morning.
Good morning. A hard-fought CAA opener for you guys at home on Saturday, but you pull away in the fourth quarter for a 28-10 win over Maine. Give me your impressions of that victory.
Well, just first off, just really pleased with getting the win at home this past weekend. We were fortunate to have just a phenomenal crowd here with a sellout and a very enthusiastic crowd, and so it was a great atmosphere for what was a very good football game. And certainly have a ton of respect for Maine. They were exactly what we thought they were going to be coming into the game, and I thought that their kids played very hard, played really physical, defended us well. And just, they're a really solid football team. And so for us to, face some adversity, be able to, kind of keep our nose to the grindstone and keep fighting, keep plugging, and then find a way to win it there in the second half, just really pleased with that. And as we all know, when you get into CAA play, everything changes, and we talked about that all week, and our older kids expected it. I think our younger kids now have a taste of what it's going to be like every week, and if you can get a win in the CAA, it's always a good weekend, so really pleased to get the victory.
We've got several media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question comes from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio.
Hey, Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good.
Congratulations on the win. And talking to Coach Kirkpatrick this past week, he pointed back to last year's Maine game as sort of a unification of your team. You kind of came together there in the fourth quarter, and that kind of set you up for the year that you've had. That being said, coming off the emotional week that you had, did you see that unification again there late in the ballgame that helped you out?
Well, I think what you saw late in the ballgame, from, probably right after giving up the long touchdown run, on was just a group that was really focused on playing together and finding a way to get the momentum back, and then just really finding a way to try to put the game out of reach. And so I think it's just everybody's on the same page, and I really liked the way we played down the stretch. We had a couple of mistakes there that kept us out of the end zone a couple of times that would have maybe made it a little more breathing room a little bit earlier, but at the end of the day, our kids found a way to win a very tough ball game.
One of the most common themes you have defensively is run to the ball, and you've done a pretty good job up to this point this week of tackling in the open field.
Right.
Maine, obviously a little different opponent, a little tougher to bring down. How would you evaluate your tackling ability, and do you have some things that you can draw from this week going into the Delaware game Saturday?
Well, I thought overall we tackled pretty well last week. The running back's a big load now, and he's a good back. We're gonna see a lot of good backs in this league, but he's certainly one of them. And we gave up the one long run where we just had a player misfit the run and out of place, and it left a crease there, and he made us pay. But I think outside of that, we played fairly solid most of the day.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it. See you soon.
Thanks a lot.
Next question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Mike, just to kind of follow up in terms of your run defense, you guys have been good against the run pretty much all season long and even dating back to last year. I was just kind of wondering, how much of a role does your secondary play in terms of stopping the run? Because, the defensive line of linebackers got a lot of praise, but Curtis Oliver led your team in tackles
right
last week. Jordan Brown right led your team in tackles a couple weeks ago. And Jimmy Moreland even had a double-digit tackle game. Kind of just what's your thoughts there and how that group plays in run support?
Well, I mean, it all comes down to how people want to try to attack you. Certainly we've got to have guys that when teams put us in those situations where that's the free hitter, then a lot falls on them. And certainly I think our guys are very active in the run game, and they take a lot of pride in the way they tackle in the secondary. And I thought that those guys did a really good job on Saturday. But, week in, week out, those guys are very involved in our run defense. And, when you're playing quality teams, sometimes it's going to get to that, that secondary player where we got to get them on the ground.
Have you guys kind of designed for Jordan Brown to be around the line of scrimmage in the box a little bit more this season than he was last year? Because it seems like he's kind of always around the ball.
Well, I think that the design of the defense is for that position to be in that situation. And I think what you're commenting on and what you're seeing is Jordan truly understanding his position better this year. It was designed for it to be that way last year. But, you know, first year, first system, and the transition of him from corner to safety, you know, you probably did not see the production that you're seeing this year, where it's just a, you know, a player that has experience and understands, you know, where he fits and what his role is, and he's actually, you know, doing his job and doing it very well.
Got it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Your next question is from the line of Ron Counts with the Charlottesville Daily Progress.
Hey, Mike, how you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good.
So, with you getting Terrence Alls and Braden Hereford back this week, what does that do to the depth at what looks like your already deepest positions on the field, linebacker and wide receiver?
Well, I think any time you get players of that caliber returning to play, it's going to be a boost for your team. And, you know, those guys have been with us, and, you know, certainly they have, they've been through a lot, and they have done just a fantastic job of, you know, of really supporting our team and doing everything they can to contribute to the team each week. And now we finally get them back on the field to play. So I've never heard anybody say they've had enough good football players. So it's always good when you get guys added back into the fold that have been away from you.
And do you see those guys plugging right back in as starters? And if so, what does that do to the roles of guys like Landon Ward and Ezra Archer?
Well, I mean, just like everywhere else, we're going to play a lot of people. So those guys will be in the mix at their respective positions.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Sports Radio Baltimore.
Hey, Coach Mike. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Talk about Delaware. What type of team is Delaware this year? Because I know Coach Rocco went from Richmond up to Delaware. Is it basically the same thing he ran at Richmond that's running pretty good up in Newark?
Well, I mean, when you look at them, you know, on the hoof, looking at film, and just like last year when I first saw, you know, Delaware, when they showed up here, you know, they're a big, physically impressive, good-looking group of athletes. You know, I made the comment last year that they may be one of the best-looking teams in our league as far as they've got a lot of big, strong kids, got a lot of athletic kids. So it's a really, really talented roster that he's, you know, he's inherited up there. And, you know, Coach Rocco did a great job at Richmond. I think that you're seeing him obviously adjust some of what he did at Richmond to fit what he inherited at Delaware. But, you know, what you see is a really well-coached football team. You see a team that's going to be very disciplined. They're going to play very hard. They're going to play very physical. And this is going to be, you know, an extremely tough challenge for us this Saturday.
And talk about your running back, Marshall. What type of running back is he? He looked like he came from Georgia Tech. I guess he transferred into JMU, or was he from Georgia Tech? Because I was trying to look at some stuff this morning, and it came up on that ESPN thing, and he's from Georgia Tech. So am I right that he transferred from Georgia Tech?
Yes, Marcus's dad was an All-American here and is in our Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And JMU recruited him heavily out of high school. He went to Georgia Tech, where he was their starting fullback in the flex bone triple option offense. And, you know, Marcus just decided he wanted, you know, he wanted a little bit of a different experience playing and wanted to play in the spread. And so he made the decision he wanted to transfer, and obviously we would love to have had him, and he made the decision as to where he wanted to be, and he's been a great fit for us since he got here.
Well, good luck this Saturday.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Our next question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Coach Houston, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Coach, I'd just like to Maine, of course, has dug itself a little hole, 0-2 in the conference right now. Can you expand your thoughts on Maine, and can they get back into this and back into playoff contention based on what you saw on Saturday? Thank you.
I told Joe the other night, just after the game, yeah, they are a really, really top-end quality football team. They're going to win a lot of games this year. And it was a tough loss for them Saturday, and certainly we've all been there in that position. And I know it's, you know, they are in a little bit of a hole right there, but, you know, if they'll just stick to doing what they do, they're going to win their fair share of games because they're, you know, they're doing things the right way. Their coaching staff is doing a fantastic job, and those kids played really, really well on Saturday. So I expect to see them have a lot of success this year.
Even with the young quarterback, you think growing pains for a young quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think everybody's got to understand exactly what that quarterback, what position he was put in. You know, he's playing in front of 25,000-plus. He's playing against what I think is a pretty good defensive front in a, you know, a very tightly contested game. And, you know, I had some guys make some really great plays in the secondary on him, but that's to take nothing away from him. He's going to be a really good player in this league. I wished he was a senior because I think he's going to get better and better every game he plays. There shouldn't be any question as to who their starting quarterback is, or at least I don't think so. I think that kid's pretty good.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.
And last question is from the line of Kevin Cicilline with the DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Coach, what are the qualities that Delaware's defense has that will challenge your offense the most? And part two, in terms of Delaware's offense, they showed some pretty good balance in their last game against Cornell. And how will that give, you know, your defense a test?
Well, I mean, I think you look at the defense, and, you know, they're a big, strong bunch up front. So, you know, you look at their front seven, especially their box players, and physically they're an imposing-looking group. And then, they're playing very physical and very fundamental and very disciplined. So you take all those qualities and put them together, and you're going to be challenged right there up front at the point of attack, running the football and throwing the football. I think that their stand-up kids in the secondary are good athletes, quality players, and they make plays. They play aggressively back there, and so there's no wonder why they're playing so well defensively this year. Offensively, I think that, again, similar to defensively, you have a big, strong offensive front. You know, they have a lot of size there on the offensive line. They have two big running backs that, you know, do a great job of being physical downhill runners. I think Walker has improved over last year at quarterback. I think he's throwing the ball very, very well. I think, kind of the emergence of number six, Jarman, to go along with Cherry, you got a couple of quality wide receivers right there. So, they're a team that's probably going to play better and better each week throughout the year as they get more on the same page with the coaching staff. But, we see them as, maybe our toughest challenge of the year so far this Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot.
Mike, I know we're running a little over. I got one question I want to sneak in from a fan that we got on our Twitter account. Obviously, Ezra Archie, the CA Rookie of the Week, had a great game for you on Saturday, but a fan asking about just the progression of your freshmen and the impact that they've made.
Well, obviously, we're excited for Ezra this week, and he had a quality game there Saturday and made some big plays, and he's going through some growing pains too. So, but I think overall, is playing very well. But, we're pleased with our freshman class. You had Liam Fernald getting a lot of reps there on the field Saturday. You had Zaire Bethea getting reps on the field. Clayton Cheatham, Nick Carlton. You look defensively, you got MJ Hampton getting getting playing time right now. You got Mike Green getting playing time on the D-line. So, you got a lot of guys that are younger players in the mix in the two deep on both sides of the football, and then even more on special teams. But, we're just really pleased with the progress of the young players. And I think that comes from the leadership of the older players and the example that they set on a daily basis for how we do things.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for your time today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yep. Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We're now joined on the call by the head coach at UAlbany.